Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing chapter 3, Karma Yoga. And so far we have seen that as part of Prakriti, we should continue to contribute towards this wheel of Dharma. Prakriti is made up of interdependent parts. Each part has its own dharma, each guna, and that part has to contribute according to its own gunas to the overall functioning of the Prakriti, which they called wheel of dharma, dharma chakra. We have seen that beings are supported by food, food is supported by rains, rains are supported by yajna, yajna is supported by individual actions. Individual actions are only possible because the all-pervading Supreme Self is ever-present in all beings and things. We being part of this Prakriti, we have to continue, contribute by our actions to this Dharma Chakra. Then obviously the question came, how should I work? Because these actions are binding me to results. And the answer was, Yajnarthat karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandhanaha. All actions other than performed in yajna spirit, in the spirit of the greater good, are binding. So the simple advice is always act in the spirit of yajna, keeping the greater good in mind, that all my actions should be contributing towards not just my betterment, but the betterment of the society, the community, this world, this nation. So that's the first thing. Always act for the greater good. Then we have seen that these actions are basically performed by our gunas. I act according to my guna, you act according to your gunas, and so are all things and beings in this world. However, we have a tendency to follow others. And therefore, when I am acting in this world, I must make sure that my actions are repeatable for the greater good by others who consider me to be the role model. So if I am selfish and my son says that that's the way to live, now I have created more, not only I created a problem, but I created a role model for him to be selfish. Therefore, there is a burden in all of us to act in a manner that gives a right standard for those who are following me. And then we are saying that what is really causing the problem is my attachment to actions. So when I don't get a chance to do what I want to do, I'm angry, I'm upset, give me a project so I can design your building, even if they are not ready. Because of my attachment to my actions, those attachments are creating this whole cycle of kama, krodha, and then krodha creates buddhinas, buddhinas creates my destruction. Therefore, I say the attachment to action is to be given up. And that's the most difficult concept for us to understand. My actions I need to be proud of. That's what motivates me to do better and better work, right? However, it says that very pride which makes you do the better and better work also binds you to anger when you are failing, or when you can't do what you want to do, what you think should be your rightful actions. Therefore, attachment to action should be given up. Enjoy the actions in the present while you're performing them. Not create an attachment which you want to repeat it over and over and over again. That repetition creates greed. Therefore, this, even the good karmas are bondage, because now it is binding me to keep doing those good karma. The world may not be ready for my good karmas all the time. Tattvavittu mahabaho gunakarma vibhagayoho. The one who has understood what is the anatomy of action, he understands the gunas and karmas very clearly. guna gunesu vartantaha iti matva na sajjate. What will make me not attached to my actions if I understand the anatomy of actions? If I know what propels me to act and how my actions come out to be what they are, it's because of my gunas. I've been entertaining people at parties since I was a teenager by singing Mukesh songs. So I also used to arrange music parties because that's the one way of ensuring a captive audience. Because who is going to come to listen to my Mukesh songs when I want to sing? So well, you have a music party, invite people. After a while, I took some training and became a little better than what I used to be. And Gavanang Nanavati, who was my teacher in Dallas, but he came after many years and heard me singing. And he said, boy, you really became good. So I felt very good. Next day in a lecture, he tells people that Nilkanth takes great pride that he is a good singer. But what did he really do? The voice which he had nothing to do with it. I didn't do anything to achieve the voice which I have. So the very function that I have this voice given by God is what makes me sing the way I sing. He shouldn't be taking any credit for it. I came down all the way down. On a similar note, as I said, I used to have these parties. I asked Swami Dhiranand, Swamiji would enjoy coming to my music parties. Swamiji used to play tabla in those days. Swamiji, you will enjoy participating in music parties. Swamiji said, Nilkanthji, I cannot come to your music parties, but I would like to enjoy all the songs which you sing. So let me ask you to do this. Why don't you sing all the Philby songs you sing in a bhajan format so I can enjoy? So my all-time favorite song was Hotho Se Chulo Tum, Bikim Gurudeva Mere Dada. This is where we have learned that a wise person should not confuse a person who is attached to actions and acting in this world. So Swami Dhiranda could have said, well, stop this music party in Nilkanth after all this Bhagavad Gita. I said, no, continue with the music party. Let's sing bhajans. So the wise person has to make sure that all people are engaged in actions according to their dharma. So they don't stop working, but guide them in a right direction. So they continue to exhaust their vasanas and their gunas, but in the right direction. So now this verse says, Tattva Vittu Mahabaho. One who understood the nature of this thing, that guna guneshu vartantaha, the actions are nothing but the product of my gunas acting with the guna of the sense objects. Those are called actions. And therefore, I should not get attached to them. So you can't get attached to your own actions because your ability to act is temporary in particular field at a particular time. But your ability to act in general will always be there. And you have to continue to change according to your gunas change and your field of actions change. So rather than getting attached to the actions, particular actions, you should be attached to the propensity to act in a right manner. Guna gunesu vartanta iti matva na sajjate. Knowing this, he is not getting attached to those actions. When I was 18 years old, I could play whatever the sports I used to play. At 65, that's not the sport I can get attached to and play. I can get attached to activity in present. So I can employ my ability to act in present, but not the activity itself. Next verse says, Prakrute guna sammudaha sajante guna karmasu tan akrasnavid mandan krasnavid na vichalayet. Same idea which we have heard before, that the wise person should not unsettle the people who are attached to the actions right now. He says, Prakrute guna sammudaha, those who are not aware of how this prakriti and gunas work, they get attached. Sajjante guna karmasu, they get attached to this karma. Tan akrasna vid mandan, sometimes the translation is more harsh than what it was intended to be. Mandan, slow. people who are slow in understanding this, not all of us are in the same capacity to understand the reality. Some people may get it quickly and some people may take their own time. But if the reality is what it is, all of us will sooner or later get it. If it is cold outside, some people are smart enough to look at the iPhone and say how cold it's going to be. And some of us are just walk out in a garage and realize, oh, it's cold outside. Eventually, all of us will understand the nature of Prakriti by hook or crook. People used to come to Swamiji and, Swamiji, I'm very much interested in this. My husband is not really interested. He's not coming to it. What can I do to make him also come to these classes? And Swamiji says, Amma, leave it to him. He has his own way to bring him to where he needs to be. So we will all will understand, but some of us are slower. Mandan, Tan, Akrishnavid. They are not aware of the reality yet. And therefore they are attached to this guna and karma. With this attachment, they are working in this world. They're suffering from their own actions, the results, the rewards and punishments, but they still continue to act because of their attachment. Krishnavit na vichalaya. One who figured out the nature of this guna and karma, and therefore says this activity is natural to Prakriti. I cannot stop it. So the one should not go and confuse them so they will stop working. It is the burden on the wise one to make sure that they continue to work. So all these missions like Chinmaya Mission and Ramakrishna Mission and even churches, they have all these different projects. Like Chinmaya Mission has enormous amount of projects which even mind-boggling now after Swami Tejamanda took over. They just produced a movie called Quest in Swamiji's life. They have a TV series on Upanishads. A school for fine arts, for music and dance. Then they have the studies for Sanskrit literature and scriptures where Shankaracharya was born in his maternal house. There are schools, there are hospitals, all done by Chinmaya Mission. My question to them, why? Let's sit down and learn Bhagavad Gita. Why do we have to go through all that? Swami Chinmayananda understood. We need to engage all these people who come here with some inspiration, but full of their own vasanas and desires. So one who has vasana to sing will give him a platform to perform. One who has vasana to figure out what the scripture, give him a platform to do there. Give them field to exhaust their vasanas so that they can perform accordingly. When the economy goes down, what is the responsibility of a government? To create public works projects, so that create jobs. When we had in 2008-2009, we had stimulus package, shovel-ready projects. Whatever the Obama says, we have money to give you. Start tomorrow. Engineer is going to get engaged in engineering. Contractor is going to engage in construction. Each one will be engaged according to his guna and karma. But you created a platform for them so that they can exhaust their vasanas and their desires and their needs. So Bhagavan said, Tan Krishnavit na vichalaya. So you should not unsettle them. Actually engage them into activities. Create the field for their activities and guide them so they can rise above their gunas. Mayi sarvani karmani sanyasya adhyatma chetasa. So now I have created a field and they are all working. So what will be my responsibility as a wise person is to guide them. How to work in that field with what attitude? You do what you are doing to exhaust your desires and vasanas, but with a different attitude. And the attitude should be, Mayi sarvani karmani sanyasya. All actions should be offered to the Lord. He is the one who is giving me the ability to function in this world. And therefore, when I assign credit, who should I assign to? So right now, what do? I assign to my intellect, my mind, say, I'm so smart. I figured out what to do. I established this company. Without me, this wouldn't run. So I'm actually assigning it to my mind and intellect and my hard work. Bhagavan said, none of this will be possible if you were dead. If you're not alive, none of this is possible. A smart person will say, the consciousness functioning through me is making me achieve all that. So give all the credit to my consciousness. That consciousness is nothing but the Supreme Self pervading all around. So Bhagavan says, Mai Sarvani Karmani Sanyasya Adhyatma Chetasa. And focus your mind into what that self is. What is it that making you achieve these achievements? What is it that make you function in this world? So focus your mind inward in where the source of my inspiration is, where the source of my activity is, where the source of all these ideas that I get. And then nirashi nirmamo bhutva. The nirashi. See, nirashi in Gujarati means the sad. The person is saying, oh, bo nirastika. Pachi badu apply karyu tu, but admission na malyu. And then nirastika. Right? He tried, but he didn't get it. And therefore, he is now sad and depressed. Then nirash. See, the word changes connotations over a period of time. See, right now, if I say he is gay, nobody will think he is happy. Right? In Victorian English, if you say, work while you work and play while you play, that is the way to be happy and gay. But you don't want to be gay these days. Because the word has changed its connotation. So the word asha, I'm sure when they were writing the scriptures, it has a different connotation. And if you read our scriptures, the connotation is more a bondage. Asha pasa sataihi baddaha. They're bound by hundreds of shackles of asha. Kama krodha parayanaha. Why is that? Because they're engaged in kama and krodha. So asha is a product of what? Kama and krodha. So asha is something which is shackle on me. Bhaj Govindam, he said, karatala bhiksha tarutala vasaha. Tadapina munchyati asa pasa. You have given up everything. Now you are a sannyasi. All you have is a karatala bhiksa in your palm. And tarutala vasa, you are living under a tree. Tadapina munchyati asa pasa. But you are not free from the shackle of desires. So asa in this case is more a fancy. A fanciful thinking of enjoying the joys of sense objects is asha. It's a nirashi. Do not want to get caught into, when I got this, I will get this and I'll enjoy that BMW. So nirashi, do not project on your achievements and then what you will enjoy out of that achievement is nirashi. Just work in the present and be happy just working. Nirmamo, this is central theme. The problem is with when I say this is mine, my actions, my achievements, that creates a burden. It creates a upadhi. Call it degree in Hindi, called upadhi. The degree creates a problem. So it's a nirmama. As long as I consider them to be my actions, I'll be bound by them. But if I reflect on it, I'm only acting because I'm alive. Maybe it's my age. I keep coming across this longevity. Time magazine has a front cover, this baby can be 143. And Bloomberg has the cover, happy birthday, 173. I'm thinking, what should I be planning for? Up till now, I was pretty sure I'm not going to live more than 70-something. All my planning were going up to like 75 and then drops off. We now project, what if I am 90? Who will take care of me? So let me, these people say, start having some weight training to build your muscle mass and... None of this is conducive to me. Because I'm projecting that in future and then binding it to my actions today, it creates this whole conundrum of whether I'm doing right or wrong. But Bhagavan said, you give up all of that. Say, Sarvam Krishnarpanam. Whatever I'm doing is all Krishnarpanam. And then Nirashi, whatever will happen, happen.
Nirmama and Maya, not my actions. The Bhagavan, this is how you made me, and that's what I'm doing.
Yudhyasva vigata jvaraha, without any fever, without any kind of ailment in your mind and intellect, just engage in this battle of life.
Why thinking about what will happen if I live longer? Why thinking about whether I'm doing right or wrong right now? Just do whatever your guna and karma is propelling you to do, then offering it to him. So he said, engage in this battle of life without any fever, without any desire, without taking authorship of your actions. Yeme matam idam. This is my teaching. This is my opinion. Nityam anutisthanti manavaha. Those who follow this advice. See, the advice is very simple. First is, adjust your attitude. Do not do it for you. Do it for the greater good. And secondly, give credit not to your BMI, but to the one who makes this BMI function, your consciousness. And then, whatever happens, you say, that's yours. You made me do all of that. You gave me this BMI. According to their dharma, I acted. So don't hold me responsible. You, Mr. Krishna, you are responsible. Offer everything to him. And then, continue working in this world. Yeme matamidam, that's my opinion. Nityam anutisthanti manava, those who follow this, always, not once in a while. We do follow, but once in a while. When things are going really good, I'm so wise. No attachment, I don't even call my mother, I don't call my relatives, so I'm so detached from them. It's when things start falling apart, all my attachment just manifests right there. Sraddhavantaha, anasuyantaha. These are other very difficult concepts for those of us who consider ourselves intellectuals. For my mother, it was never a problem, Sraddha. For her, it was guaranteed that Bhagavan is going to take care of it. If I pray to Lord, it's his responsibility to take care of it, not mine. When I have a problem, all I go to my temple, hey Bhagavan, mara chokra ni kaaji rakje. He takes her. After that, she is relieved. In her later life, she learned some Advaita Vedanta. And then she was completely confused. He said, bhai, all this life I thought that Bhagavan is going to take care of it. And now they are telling your Bhagavan is nothing but you. So now who is going to take care of me when I am in problem? So when I have this complete faith in these teachings, and what is faith? I guess we have great difficulty in faith. But we actually live our life on faith alone. I can't board an aeroplane if I have no faith in that pilot or whatever the airline system. All the things which they do to make sure the plane is in the right condition. I very casually walk into the plane when I board the plane and just make sure my seat is right. And you know why? I have complete faith. Complete faith in the United Airlines, that they will take care of me. With my understanding that United Airlines has been flying for all these years and they have trained their pilots, when I have complete understanding of my knowledge about United Airlines, so when I have complete understanding of the teachings of Bhagavad Gita or my scriptures or my teacher, I will not have any doubt. That doesn't mean that I understand everything the United does or how the pilot is flying. Did he get drunk last night or not? None of that I know. But I have complete faith in the system. Overall, I think it has been functioning. So I'm fine. So overall, if I have the faith in the scriptures and teaching, it's a faith. I may not have proved everything. Wherever I have doubt, it is my responsibility to ask questions, clarify, and then continue. But her complete distrust, I shouldn't do it. Because I have distrust in their system. Not that the people are bad. They have distrust in their system. Whether can they protect me when I'm there? So Sraddhavan, anasuyanta, not questioning. I have understood, I have faith, and I'm not questioning whether this is right or wrong. Once I start questioning, I should give up that completely. If I can't create that trust, there is no point in pursuing that path. So, anasuyantam uchyante te api karma bihi. They also can be liberated, freed from their actions. If I am following the path which Krishna has prescribed with faith, no question. The question doesn't mean I don't have a question about how to do it. That's my response, to find out and say, is this the right way I'm doing it or not? That's why you need a teacher. A teacher to tell you, no, that's the right, that's wrong. See, when I practice music, when I'm doing sargam by myself, I think I felt very good. You know, I went to my teacher, yesterday, no, that's not right. That's not right. No, ga is not correct. Ma is not. He knows what I'm not doing right. Now then I have to ask, so how do I do it correctly? But questioning the whole system that singing sargam is wrong, then I shouldn't be pursuing music. The Bhagavan said, those who practice this with that faith, without questioning, offer all their actions to me, they also can be freed from actions. We'll stop right here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.